So I'm going to talk to you about the reading we just heard from the Gospel of Luke, and sort of kind of continuing what I was saying earlier. During the first Gulf War, whatever year that was, maybe about 1992, 93, something like that, I decided to, as I was saying to Jemima, I decided to give up one of my vices for Lent, not a vice for everybody else, a vice for me, or a vice problematic for me, and that is listening to the news. Decided to give that up for Lent. And I noticed a couple of things are very interesting. I won't go all, I'll probably tell you another time, but one of the things that I noticed was that I came to realize that in the back of my mind, I mean, I'm talking listening to the news, I mean, I'm kind of compulsive about it, like I want to know what's going on all the time. I came to realize that I thought by listening to the news all the time that I was doing something. That simply by listening to the news, somehow I was making the world a better place. And I realized after Lent was over that actually that was not the case at all. In fact, knowing what was going on all the time, except, you know, occasionally maybe some charity or something like that. But in this case, it really didn't change my behavior at all. The only thing that it really succeeded in doing is that I kind of was virtue signaling to myself, you know, that you're really up to date, so you must be really making the world a better place. And I was kind of like, I was impressing myself with my own knowledge, basically. And at the end, I'm going, yeah, that didn't really mean anything to anybody or really help anybody. And I realized, you know, what's really going on, what it kind of revealed to me, this is the great thing about some of the disciplines of Lent, is it revealed to me I'm kind of addicted to constant information. Not uncommon these days, right? I'm kind of addicted to constant information, you know, and then the kind of thing about, again, kind of virtue signaling to myself. So there's a famous writer who talks about that these days we are very attuned to what he calls the news of the day. There's always, right now there is a genuine crisis in Ukraine. I'm not talking about that, but otherwise, you know, there's always some crisis, right? There's always every day. It's a new crisis, and we have to get very anxious about it. And he calls that the news of the day. And it's kind of, as an ex-smoker, I can kind of say it's like kind of like smoking. You know, you have to get another hit of it. So when I think about Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, I always think, well, Jesus was very hungry, which it says he was, and he was kind of in a weakened condition. And the temptation for him was, because he was fasting, the temptation for him was to eat. That's what the devil was trying to get him to do, was to eat. We have maybe one of the first sermons that was ever written in this passage back in the second century by a guy who's very famous, a biblical scholar. And he says, yeah, that's not really what the problem here is. What the devil is trying to do, as I was saying earlier, the devil's saying this, I'd like you to eat it as if it were bread. I'd like you to take this thing that I possess, and I'd like you need some nourishment. So why don't you eat what I have to nourish you with? And he gives the example. He says, well, you know, false teaching in his day, false teaching, that's kind of a stone that the devil offers us for nourishment. But then he says, I love this line. He says, but the devil has many other stones. So, and to eat any of them is not nutritious. And that's what we're thinking about. What is the particular stone? And it doesn't necessarily doesn't need to be a bad thing necessarily. It could be a good thing, which we're just using not in its proper way. We're asking too much of it, for example, to nourish us. What is the particular stone that we are being offered that we're treating as if it were bread? And it'll be different for each of us, like the conversation I had earlier. For me, it's not video games. For me, it's in the news on my cell phone. So we can ask ourselves, what is the particular stone that we are eating as if it were bread that's being offered to us, that we think this is going to make, this is going to make me deeper, it's going to make me better, it's going to make me more knowledgeable, it's going to make me stronger, whatever it is that isn't really, doesn't really do the job. So for me, I said, like I said, the distraction of my phone is something that is a stone for me that I consume as if it's bread. Or a lot of information. For me, that's it. I consume it as if it was bread. Or busyness sometimes. I know for me has been, I'll consume this busyness as if it's bread, because I think it's virtuous. Well, it is, but then at a certain point, it stops being nutritious. I'll eat it as if it's bread. Or even rest in a way, you know, even something as good as rest can turn into, can become indifference. Accomplishment, you know, can be pride. So each of us can ask ourselves, you know, it's a, like this preacher said, the devil has many stones. What is the particular one that he's offering us as if it were nutritious? You can name it yourself. So Jesus is quite clear, as I was saying earlier, what the true bread is. You can see this, you can see this aggressive Bible study between Jesus and the devil, right? And the devil goes, well, I have this scripture passage for you. And Jesus goes, well, I have this for you. And they're kind of, they're both quoting from the book of Deuteronomy back and forth, and the Psalms as well, back and forth. And the devil quotes scripture, but he doesn't understand scripture. And Jesus says, you know what? The truth is a true deep understanding and nourishment in the word of God is the only thing that will satisfy. When I, again, when I think of Jesus in the desert, I think of him as being in kind of a weakened condition, struggling with the devil, you know, it's, he's down, but he's not out. But this great preacher from the second century says, you know, it's not the way the devil, that's not the way Jesus approached these temptations. It's not the way he dealt with the devil. He says, Jesus went in like an athlete about to wrestle somebody to the ground. So the image that I have in my mind, if some of you may be old enough to remember this, Gary Cooper in High Noon. Does anybody remember that? To this preacher, Jesus is more like Gary Cooper in High Noon. He's not weak. He's not just about to be defeated by the devil. He is going in very intentionally and very aggressively to face him down, and is victorious. He's bold. And so maybe we can think of, when we think about Lent, we can think about it's something bold that we do, empowered by God, to go and say to the devil, yeah, the Lord has revealed to me these stones that you're offering me are not actually all that nutritious. And I depend on the word of God. As this preacher says, the word of God is my shield against the attacks of the enemy. So as we enter into Lent, there's this great quote, the great line that Jesus uses against the Sadducees. And he says, you know neither scriptures nor the power of God, which is what Jesus is saying to the devil. So during this period of Lent, maybe we can ask ourselves, what are these stones, our particular stones that the devil is offering us? And maybe we can say, yeah, but you know what? I know scriptures.